When Education Secretary Betsy DeVos recently moved to undo an Obama-era expansion of Title IX enforcement, she left the world of higher education with a lot of questions. The old rules were meant to give more protections to victims of sexual assault on college campuses. DeVos says they go too far and deny those accused of assault due process. But at the University of Nevada, Reno, the people who work with sexual assault victims aren't so sure. Our reporter Jacob Solis has the story.
Back in September, DeVos issued new guidelines about Title IX. That's a federal law that ties funding for colleges and universities to efforts to eliminate discrimination based on sex. In the last several years, schools have more frequently used Title IX to combat the problem of sexual assault on campus, something that happens to 1 in 5 college women. But DeVos says the rules have gone too far.
The truth is that the system established by the prior administration has failed too many students. Survivors, victims of a lack of due process, and campus administrators have all told me that the current approach does a disservice to everyone involved.
The new guidance pulls back on a 2011 Dear Colleague letter, which was meant to give more protections to victims of sexual assault. It pushed for the use of a specific standard of proof, what's called a preponderance of the evidence.
A preponderance of the evidence isn't a very high standard. If you're into percentages, it's 51% to 49%. If the scales are even when we're doing the investigation, whatever tips the scale basically is considered a preponderance of the evidence.
That's Denise Cordova. She's the Title IX coordinator at the University of Nevada, Reno. She says UNR's use of the standard for its investigations long predates the Dear Colleague letter and doesn't think it will change anytime soon. While preponderance of the evidence is the norm in civil courts, it's been criticized in Title IX cases for being inadequate by some law groups, including the American Bar Association. Richie Berger is a leader within the American College of Trial Lawyers, which recommends using a higher standard of evidence. He says without the same due process rights found in a courtroom setting, preponderance won't function the same way for colleges and universities.
Because of the lack of the routine protections that an individual has in our judicial system, right to counsel, right of actual cross-examination, right to a jury of your peers, all of those things are necessarily missing from a campus investigation and adjudication.
But at UNR, some worry changing Title IX rules might make it less likely for a victim to report a crime at all. Justine Hernandez works with Nevada Cares, an outreach organization at the university that focuses on interpersonal violence, like sexual assault.
Those first people that you disclose to, if you're not met with kindness and unconditional support and love and being believed, the increases of post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder, all those things go up. We need to support survivors. We need to believe them. We need to give them multiple avenues for justice.
One of those survivors is Brooke. KUNR isn't using her real name to protect her identity. She was a freshman at UNR when she was sexually assaulted 2 times during separate incidents. She never reported either to the police or to the Title IX office because she didn't want to re-traumatize herself and re-expose herself to the social stigma that comes with reporting.
I would rather not see them again or have an adult say all these horrible things about, well, what were you wearing, what happened, and like having to relive 2 of the worst nights of my life.
But Brooke says that even not reporting carried its own burdens, especially when she would see her assaulters walking around campus.
No matter what, I can't win. I can't win. If I report it, I lose. If I don't report it, I lose. And I'm the victim in each and every situation.
Now victims and their advocates are waiting to see what will happen. The new guidance put out by DeVos is only temporary, and it may still be months before there are concrete rules on how colleges should handle sexual assault. Jacob Solis, Reno Public Radio News.
Jacob Solis is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism.